You know, it's hard to tell right now, you know, with the emotions of the game, where we had letdowns, not only on defense, but special teams and offense. So, but overall, I think when you hold them to however many points, which we did, it's a good performance. Obviously, we would like to win these games in a better fashion. It was kind of sloppy out there, lack of energy, but a win's a win in this league.
Attribute the lack of energy to
I don't know. You know, perhaps it could be an early morning game, our first one here, but ultimately that's not a good enough excuse, and we definitely were flat. So it's something that needs to be addressed, will be addressed, and hopefully I think we have another early game next week at home. So, you know, we're not going to fall into that same type of game, and hopefully we can put points on the board early and defense continue to show up.
Any anxiety over how many players were having to step up into positions for starters on both sides of the ball for this week?
No, maybe for the coaches, but not so much for the players. You know, with the players, we just play ball. I know it sounds cliche and simple, but, you know, we expect those guys opposite of us or in the huddle or, you know, wherever on the field to contribute and do their job as if they were the initial starter. So no excuses, but it is next man up, and unfortunately there's a lot of people down right now.
Clay, they were able to connect on a lot of passes over the middle. Are they spreading the defense out? What was happening on some of those?
Not quite sure. I think they just found a few lapses. And every defense has its weakness. I'm sure they found it a few times, but ultimately, you know, guys need to make their plays when they need to. It did seem like they had a few key balls that kept the drive alive. So, like I said, one of those things we'll have to watch the film and make those corrections. But I'm sure when it comes down to it, it's just guys making plays.
So, Clay, does that really happen coming out flat? I mean, I always thought you don't execute and things don't work your way. But you felt like there was a flatness to just,
well, you saw the fans out there today. I mean, it was all the way around. You know, the stadium had a lack of energy. We had a lack of energy. It just was one of those things where, you know, you've been a part of this atmosphere where there's been a more electric feel. And whether that's the time of the day or who we're playing or the record or where we're at, you know, it's good that we were able to get this victory at this time and understand, you know, we're coming into the same type of situation next week. So you can see at times we picked it up, but it's still, you know, too much up and down.
I know you would like to have a stop after the turnover before the half. And I know you guys weren't perfect, but, I mean, last year there weren't many games where you could say, hey, the defense held up its end and we won because of it. I mean, isn't that a positive you take from this? Or
absolutely. As a defensive player, you know, you have to take away, you have to understand, you have to do your job. And for us, that's obviously playing defense. So the fashion in which we won the game, obviously, we'd like to improve upon in those big plays that we had just talked about. But ultimately, I think we made the plays that we needed to when necessary. I think there was a fourth down, holding them to a few field goals, and unfortunately backed up in the red zone. I know we gave up a touchdown or field goal or whatever it was, but adversity situations, I thought for the most part we played well today.
Played three wins in a row now. Just talk about getting that consistency of winning now.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what we're trying to do around here. I know it sounds cliche, but it's called stacking success around here, and we're able to get three in a row. So we're focused on 6-3 right now, getting that win next week, and hopefully get to the bye week and get some of these guys healthy.